This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once. I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one voter fraud investigation after another. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, boy, get my act together. President Donald J. Trump has announced that he is going to be launching a major investigation into voter fraud in two states. Now, we have been covering major voter fraud here on Agenda 21 Radio for the last, well, probably since July. It opened up with the voter fraud that was going on in California with Bernie Sanders, obviously the winner. But there was, well, some inconsistency with ballots. As we brought out Katie Grimes from ReaganBaby.com, who wrote an exquisite article, very detailed article about open fraud at the election booth, the polling places in California. We documented it. We talked about it. Still, we're talking about it right now. I wonder if Donald Trump is looking at California. The next thing we found out was her partner at ReaganBaby.com, Megan Barth, she finds out that, yes, there's voter fraud in Nevada. How did that come about? Interesting story, which we will tell you in a little bit. So now we've got two states that have been directly linked to voter fraud. And been on this radio show. Megan will be on our radio show again on Friday. So, by the way, so will Katie Grimes. Go figure how a plan comes together, right? Now, they mention in the article in Fox News today that Donald Trump is going to name two states in which there's voter fraud. He hasn't named them yet. But my guess is it's probably Nevada and California. So now all of you out there listening in California, and you're just happen to be driving right now as I talk about this, and you work for the government, and you're going downtown in the state capitol and the Senate building, and well, if you're a bureaucrat, just make sure that when you're driving right now, and as you listen to me on the radio, that you put your hands in the 10 and 2 position, and please don't get suicidal. Donald J. Trump, just like you guys were all calling my office, calling me and asking me before he even ran for president, what do you think will happen if Donald J. Trump becomes president to California? I said, well, a lot could happen. Guess what? A lot's going to happen. Don't drive off the road. Don't hit any pedestrians. Don't run over anybody. I know what you're thinking. Your job could be in jeopardy. And worse off, listen, and I'm talking to the bureaucrats in Sacramento right now. You know how it is when there's a federal investigation by the FBI going on in your office, right? Maybe you don't yet. Some of you are scot-free. Nothing's going to happen. But Jerry, oh, I'm sorry. I slipped a name out there, like Jerry Brown. Maybe your Secretary of State might have some issues going forward. Just a few other people in very executive positions there. And what about, you know, I just now thought of something. What about the new state senator from California who used to be the attorney general, who used to try and enforce laws here other than the Nazi laws? Excuse me, I'm sorry, only the Nazi laws. She was seemingly to avoid real California law and enforcement, especially when it came to cartels. I wonder if she had some sort of a role in what was going on or knew about the voter fraud that was taking place. And you can just see how this investigation, Kamala Harris is her name. I wonder if she's going to be affected by an event. See, these things just keep your mind abuzz, don't they? You wonder about all these Californians down there in the state capitol who know of voter fraud and been covering it up. But, you know, when the feds come in and they start to scrutinize these offices down there in California, well, there's got to be a lot of splaining to do, as they say. That's just part of it. Then there's the Nevada connection. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be a major investigation. Now, how did all this start and where did it all come from? It came from Donald Trump himself, because he was always saying on the campaign trail, especially after the election, that he actually did win the popular vote. He said, if you subtract all the illegal voters out. Well, of course, that's been, you know, debunked, as he couldn't be right about that. Our elections things are so great and brilliant. Who said? I mean, the way the mainstream media has been projecting this and playing this story, there's no voter fraud in America. Period. End of subject. Could never think of that. There's, how dare you even suggest it? And of course, Sean, yesterday our new press correspondent, their press officer for the president. It was kind of interesting because they were blasting him yesterday because Sean Spicer was going out there and saying there was voter fraud and the president believes that. Well, they were just the girl from PBS, which I thought was hysterical. By the way, funding has been cut for PBS. Probably didn't know that. Just a few things going on with the Trumpster. I'm sorry, President Trump. Executive orders and the like. Defunding things. I mean, maybe they're not going to be defunded. Maybe I got that wrong. But anyway, she speaks, says, oh, there's no voter fraud. We've never had voter. I mean, these press people are acting like we're so squeaky clean in America. We don't ever have voter fraud. No, there's no claim of voter fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. And this is the first clue that there is voter fraud taking place. Because if you were listening to CNN and this reportage that was going on from CNN, they were saying that things such as, I think Jake Tapper was saying such things as the obvious that there is no voter fraud in America. And then he goes on with the story. They come up with the story that there's voter fraud. We know that there is no voter fraud in America. What? And they've all got that same kind of byline. There's no voter fraud in America. And then they report the story. Well, listen, there's voter fraud in America. There's how many millions of people? There's voter fraud. And we've known about this. Now it's just been documented by two brave young ladies, Megan Barth and Katie Grimes, and now they're going to be investigating. So the mainstream media once again strikes out. I mean, I'm just kind of going forward here, because as this investigation takes legs, they're going to look into other states. They're going to find that the template that was created in California for voter fraud has been used in other states. And I'll bet you, when they start going from state to state to state, and they see the same template behavior, and a little bit later on the hour, I'll kind of go cover the whole template and how that whole thing works. Just rubber stamp template, how they create voter fraud. It's going to make Hillary's reassessment of the votes in various states. You're going to find out that Donald Trump not only won the popular vote, it was a landslide victory. It was a landslide victory that will match, ultimately, the landslide victory of the Electoral College. You see, the founding fathers knew that states had rights. Every state had equal rights with every other state. That's why you have every state with two senators, technically. And they gave them equal power because they knew that certain states would have larger populations based upon city centers. They knew what was happening in Europe was being replicated in America back in the day. Large city centers would develop. And if you've ever been to Europe, they've got large city centers. It's been that way for 2,000-3,000 years in a lot of places. It's very ancient over there in Europe compared to the new America. This is my point. Representation, equal representation works. That's another thing we got to explain to you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying,
"All aboard!"
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I know that all of you are with bated breath about this investigation into voter fraud. We're going to cover it in this next segment, and we're going to cover the whole bunch of other news that's going on. Of course, what's going on in Chicago? Donald Trump is threatening to bring in the feds. What's going to happen in Chicago? And I'll kind of put this out to you. I think they're going to. Well, a couple of things are happening. they have not confirmed Jeff Sessions yet as the Attorney General. This is a big play by the Democrats to delay, and they're going to delay it one more week, at least until next week, the voting, for Jeff Sessions to be confirmed. He will be confirmed. It's just a delaying tactic. Now, you say to yourself, why do they want to do that? Well, because Jeff Sessions is going to, well, kick butt and take names later. That's what he's going to do. You think? Of course he's going to do that. Of course, and they don't want that to happen. They're just delaying. They're delaying the inevitable. And Donald Trump right now is setting the tone and the pace to things to come. Because you know what he's going to do. He's going to say, Jeff, buddy. Well, he can't say it to Jeff, but there could be a recommendation. And with all the news, it's just a buzz right now. Naturally, the Attorney General is going to be clued in on what's going on. And there's going to be an investigation. And I suspect in both cases, Chicago and also in... Now, the reason why I bring up Chicago is because of the hideous murder rates that's going on. It's not even a month yet. And they've got like 200 or 300, maybe 400 shootings in Chicago already with, I don't know, 20, 30 people dead. Are you kidding me? I'll get those numbers for you accurately because it's in that range. It's big numbers shot already and big numbers murdered already. And it's not even a month. I mean, the slaughter, the carnage that's going on in Chicago is incredible. So Rahm Emanuel comes out and starts criticizing Donald Trump about sanctuary cities and other things, and how he should run his government and stop talking about population crowd size at the inauguration, blah, 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 blah. So Donald Trump says, well, you know, listen, buddy, what about the carnage in your streets? We're bringing in the feds. So what's going to happen, and this is why the Dems are trying to delay all these votes on these people, especially Jeff Sessions, is they're trying to prevent further damage to the Democratic Party, of course. But Donald Trump is, by way of Jeff Sessions, the Trump administration, and Jeff Sessions being his attorney general, will undoubtedly open up a civil rights investigation into Chicago and into the voting rights situation. I suspect, I'm not 100%. I mean, I think I'm 100%, but, you know, it's not been brought out by the Trump administration. I think they're waiting until Jeff Sessions comes on board. That's my point. And they're going to say, California and Nevada. Just a little heads up. So Californians, there is hope. You see, because what's going to happen is that they're going to nullify, ultimately, all these ballot initiatives as well in California. Because there's fraud there too. Now, by the way, an attorney friend of mine, I got to keep confidentialities here, but... great conversations I've had over the last several weeks about what's going on here in California. And this plays right into what we're talking about here. And I'm trying to get to the whole story about what led into this in a second. But bear with me. My understanding is that the Senate Judiciary Committee, before the election, knew of rampant voter fraud in California. This is what I was told. And they were considering trying to do something before the election with California because they knew it was going to be so rampant. But their hands were tied with the Obama administration and Loretta Lynch. Get my drift. So they let it go. Now, I suspect the information, because remember, it goes back to June. They were concerned from June till the election. That June from the election, the only person that was reporting voter fraud in California, there's two sources, one Katie Grimes and us, Agenda 21 Radio, reporting on Katie Grimes' information. Nobody else was doing anything about it. Oh, we're clean as a whistle. Secretary said, we're clean as a whistle. Not even a smidgen of voter fraud here. Smidgen, remember that one? That was what Obama used about the IRS tax thing. There's not a smidgen of corruption. It's kind of like rounding up the usual suspects. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to see smidgens. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. I'm shocked to see voter fraud. Oh, I'm shocked. There's no voter fraud here. Your vote, sir. You can see how this plays out. So my point is this, is that they were aware of what was going on in California. And at that time, there was templating going on, template behavior by the Democrats, if you will, to get those people to vote or get people on target to vote legally or illegally, running buses, setting it up so that proxy votes could be given out to people who registered to vote, but they just didn't have a vote there. They didn't have their ballot there, or they already voted. Oh, here, take a proxy vote. Or provisional ballot. Take a provisional ballot. Sorry, not proxy. Provisional. And they did. People did. But those votes, those ballots, especially the youngers that were voting for Bernie Sanders. We found this out. This was what what Katie Grimes brought out. Millions of votes were cast and not even counted by provisional ballots. People claimed that they registered to vote. They went to the polling place. They either voted, had already voted, or they claimed that they registered and it never showed up on the rolls, but they were given a provisional ballot instead, and none of the provisional ballots were cast. Fast forward now to, and we knew about the busing from point A to point B, point C and D, and so on, with the same group of people voting multiple times. Now we go on to Nevada in the general election, and this is what we were talking about before, is that this templating took place. And I was warning people, there's templating going on here. They're replicating the behavior of California for the rest of the nation. The Democrats were. When you have a monoparty like you have in California, you have a dictatorship, and the head dick is Jerry Brown. I'm sorry, did I say that? Well, he's a dictator. Absolutely. You see, California is not a state in per se like we normally have in other states where you have an open democracy, you have a federal republic. That isn't the case here in California. We've stepped over the brink now. We've gone from a socialist state, literally, California Soviet Socialist Republic, as we call it, regionalism, socialism, and we've now stepped into communism. Where the state's starting to own everything, water rights, everything else. The state's trying to do that, trying to outreach to own everything. The state owns it. This all plays into the CalExit thing. Tons of stories coming out about that now, which we're more than happy to provide people information on CalExit and what's going on there with CalExit, how they're trying to destroy the union and, of course, California. All Jerry Brown, wink, wink, nod, nod, not saying a thing, doesn't condemn it. Open sedition, Jerry, but you're not condemning it. I know, you're going to hang on to the thing. Well, they're trying to work within the bounds of the Constitution. Then what, Jerry? What are their plans, Jerry? And what do you know? And when did you know it? About what their plans are. You listen to this radio show and we can tell you what the plans are. That way you're more informed. You see, this is part of the problem in California. The corruption is so deep. It is so deep. And everybody's so smiley-faced because we live in California and the weather is so great. And, of course, nobody's looking around at all the deep poverty that we have in California now. Thanks to people like Jerry Brown and the Monoparty. Communist Party USA. No, Communist Party California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, we must love one another or die. I choose love. Are you with me? Say this with me. We choose love.
We choose love.
We choose love.
We choose love.
Yeah. We choose love bombs. The material girl goes off the hook. I didn't play you the F-bombs. Of course not. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be censored. Well, I would never do that. Because there's fines. You know, we have terrestrial stations that pick us up. We don't want to do that. But the material girl, stepping it out. She's like 58 years old or something like that. I really liked the early Madonna as a performer. I really detested her later on. And I guess these are just my values coming forward. I thought she did some pretty interesting songs and stuff. And she's always kind of always edgy and teetering on the vulgarities. And, of course, in this particular thing, there's other clips out there. We don't have them. I did not post them on the website. The stories are up. And you can listen to this clip. And there's, I think, one more that she talks. But we didn't put the one with the F-bomb on it. You can go to YouTube and get that if you want. To listen to that, if that titillates you. But you won't hear it on this radio show. But this whole notion, I'm really tired of actors and actresses telling us how to behave. Aren't you? Aren't you just fed up with it? I mean, think about it. What are these? They're thespians. Now, I don't mean that in a derogatory way if you're into the thespian world. And, okay, but to me, I understand how the thespians act. And how they do things. I get it. I totally get it. I have no problem with that. But when you start turning from thespian to politician, there's a problem. Something is lost going from being an actor with lines, playing someone else all the time besides yourself. All of a sudden, now you're going to shift gears, and you're really going to show people how you are. Well, now we know how Madonna is. She made that shift from thespian performer into politician. You just heard it. And the way she communicates, she's going to blow things up. Of course, some of our politicians in California, Mr. Laura, goes out on the floor and says, "Oh, we're going to fight you in the streets." A vague reference to violence in the street in California. Now, I'm not saying that Laura is a thespian. But he's a member of the legislature in California. And to go out and make those kind of statements is irresponsible. Especially in the charged environment that we have now. Eric Holder coming into California? Are you kidding me? For what reason? Oh, Obama's here? Sure. Next will be Loretta Lynch. Valerie Jarrett. David Axelrod. Heck. We might even have a new mayor of Los Angeles, and it might be Rahm Emanuel. Go figure. Sure, he'll just come out and run for, he'll spend 6 months out here. They'll change all the laws, and then they'll Mickey Mouse with all the different election systems, and they'll vote him in. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Los Angeles. Or Sacramento. Oh, no, that wouldn't happen. We couldn't displace the current mayor there. Maybe he could be Speaker of the Senate. Take over Kevin De Leon. They have to find places for these leftists. And where are they going to come? They're going to come to California because of CalExit. So we start off with Madonna and vulgarity, transferring her thespian lifestyle into political. Now we're into politics, which also seems like a little thespian to me. Play acting maybe for some? Not really. This is the real deal. The left is coming to California. They're going to settle here because it's a leftist state. Well, we'll see how left it is in 1 year. When all of a sudden federal funds start to dry up. And they're going to point the finger at the federal government and say the federal government is not paying the funds that they're supposed to give us. So we can squander that money away and do all the things we want to do with our social programs. Pay multi-billions of dollars each year to illegal immigrants who come across the border. Flooding the border, by the way. And what are they doing? Oh, they're affecting our elections. Now, I want to go back to the busing thing that happened to bring all these people into Washington, D.C. and their various locales, because I think this is very strategic. I think this is a logistics thing that was performed very, very well. Now, I bring this up because of the election cycles. Elections, yeah, because we've heard stories for so many years in California, verified to me several times in elections over the last 15, 20 years. That busing happens during elections. They load up a bunch of college students, usually illegal immigrants also, into buses, dozens of buses that scurry around to various critical precincts in the L.A. Basin. And they drop off voters. Sure, they just, you know, you want to go vote? Sure, let's go vote. Oh, forget about the part that I'm not an American citizen. I'm an illegal alien. That's okay. Don't worry. You vote at this one, and I'll pay you $25. Then you get back on the bus. We'll go to another polling place. You can vote there, too. We'll get you to vote five or six times during the day. What do you think about that? Get $100, $125. This has been going on for years, ladies and gentlemen. Now we see the fruits of their labor with this march and all the other marches. Busing. Boy, they've just got that logistical thing down. But it also matches how they've got the busing thing down logistically about bringing new illegal immigrants into your community. Get it? They've got it down, baby. And if you're sitting out there in nice America and your community is overrun by illegal immigrants, don't blame the illegal immigrants. They want to be here for a reason, like you know why they want to be here. It's freedom, stability. They get it. Or they're here to do us harm, which, of course, that's the other part of the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and ISIS have been flowing across our border unabated. But now it is stopped, by the way. It's stopping. But my point is this. Your community is being overrun. It's called Cloward and Piven. It's a strategy to overrun your community. And they're doing it all over the nation. They did it through Obama's three immigration plans. The Welcoming Americans, the New Communities Program, and also the Immigration Program. Three programs that have sort of been around for about a year and a half, 2 years. And we warned everybody about it. About 3 years, actually, total. Now, boy, time flies. We were warning people about this, that they were changing the demographics of America through this program, and they had done it. They've been here doing it. Unvetted immigrants coming to this nation, destroying this nation, if we don't get a hold of it. And that's what Donald J. Trump is planning to do through immigration. Now, it's interesting making the transition back to Madonna. She should go back to thespianism. She really should. And she should shut up. I mean, I'm tired of her politics. I turn her off. I'm well beyond turning her off theatrically and musically. I've gotten over that one. Because she's terrible. And she's gotten worse. She's gotten more vulgar. It's kind of interesting how her role modeling, her vulgarity in her thespian world, really does show through in her political world. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, to hear us in the digital environment, Red State Talk Radio. We are one of the premier shows on Red State Talk Radio, and we're really happy about the listenership that we've garnered from Red State Talk Radio. And you can listen to us from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Actually, Monday through Sunday. It plays all week long. And then also from 9 to 12, we play on the Encore channel on Red State Talk Radio. Now, you can go to the app for TalkStream Live, and you can listen to us there. We're one of the top 10 talkers out of 85 talk shows in the nation in our time frame. So we really appreciate your listenership, and thank you very much. We're just blowing it out, really. And Red State Talk Radio is becoming the premier, preeminent digital streaming talk provider, if you will, in the nation. So we're really proud of that and working very, very hard to keep it that way. So anyway, Red State Talk Radio, also KMYC 1410 AM and 104.3 FM, now running full steam ahead. Provided the weather doesn't knock it out, which is knocking everything out right and left here in Northern California right now, actually. It's storming pretty good outside. But anyway, 104.3 FM and 1410 AM, that's KMYC 1410, that's out of Marysville. You can pick us up again from 7 to 10 on that's Monday through Friday, and also from 12 to 3 on Sundays. 12 to 3 on Sundays, that's in the 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, all Pacific times. And it's live stream, so if you're out there worried about you won't be able to hear it, you can go to the KMYC website and click on the live streaming, and you get the player, and you can hear the whole thing. Okay, more people, though. Getting into the whole Donald Trump speech thing. This is what the left is doing. I'm going to read this article. It came up from Breitbart. It says, Chris Matthews, MSNBC refers to President Trump's speech as Hitlerian. Chris Matthews calls President America's first pronouncement Hitlerian. Okay. Now, I understand what Hitler was doing. He was talking about Germany first, all this other stuff. Now, Donald Trump said America first. How many times? Well, that's because we're trying to stop the redistribution of our wealth. Well, there's something to be said about that. This is what he said. It said MSNBC's inauguration coverage anchor Chris Matthews stated the phrase, or he phrased what Donald Trump said, America First, has a Hitlerian background to it. And Donald Trump's inaugural address was what Putin has been saying. Hello? Okay, let's listen carefully to his comment. Now, this is being being stated after he makes the address and Obama is in the helicopter flying around Washington for his last glimpse before he heads off to Andrews. And he's, by the way, flying in Executive One, not Marine One, not the helicopter Marine One, because he's not, you know, the president any longer. He is known as Executive One. And the aircraft that flew him out there, which was, of course, the president's airplane, the 747, the big boy. Oh, all right. Oh, for some of you gender-specific people. The questioning aircraft. It was referred to as Executive One. Always done that way. But let's just listen up to what Chris Matthews had to say.
Taking off from the White House, it's quite a scene. You look at everything getting small below you, and to see the beautiful city, which was laid out by L'Enfant to be looked at, I think, from the air. It's a beautiful design city. And the relief, as someone said here, the relief on this guy's shoulders. Until a few moments ago, he was trying to think, what is Kim Jong-un up to today?
That's right.
Is he crazy enough to try something, drop a bomb in the middle of the Pacific, something I have to react to? And that would be... But I was thinking... When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, I mean, the Hitlerian background to it, but it was the message I kept thinking, what does Theresa May think of this morning when she picks up the papers and says, oh, my God, what did he just say? He said, America first. What happened to the special relationship? What if you're Putin? You're probably pounding the table saying, that's what I've been saying. Russia first. Yeah. Russia first. This whole bullying message to him.
Well, let me explain something to you. More explaining doing here. Theresa May is, of course, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And his reference is, I just heard him say America first. What about Great Britain? Putin saying, what about Russia? Yeah, and, you know, this is the thing. I knew what he meant, and I think everybody else knew what he meant. We have to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of others. This whole business where we're just taking care of everybody else and not looking at our own country? Hello? What about those tombstones he's referring to? Have you ever been to the East Coast and seen that? It's the same here in the West Coast. And go to Detroit. Hello? Tombstones abound everywhere. Even the houses are tombstones now. That's all because of Chris Matthews left. Hello? We know what Donald Trump meant there. We have to take care of ourselves, and we will take care of other people. We are the most generous nation on the planet, and we'll continue to be so, even during this time of Trump, and become more prosperous and give the world more. And we will act as that beacon on the hill. Chris Matthews, he gets that. But he's got an agenda, and the agenda is to turn people off to Trump. To destroy what we know as our own country. That's always been Chris Matthews. There's nothing positive about Chris Matthews, in my opinion. So every once in a while, he champions something that the conservatives like. But Chris Matthews is a relic of the mainstream media. He's done, as is MSNBC. Of course, they're going to try and do all the things that they can do to get everything they can out of this march that just happened. Thank you very much. They're going to bleed that one to death. And listening to CNN this morning, it was like gagging with a spoon. They had a panel, I don't know, 30 people, not really, at the desk. I think two, maybe 8 or 9 people at the desk at one time, all trying to chime in and get information out. That's what they're resorting to, though, is the negatives always. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website. Agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back. It's going to be interesting because now we all have to shift around. Now, one of the things we're going to be working on here in the next couple of days is we have to shift around all of our music and all of our lead-ins and all the stuff we do that, you know, makes this a radio show. So, sound bites. If you have any sound bites out there, by the way, if you want to email me, paul@agenda21radio. Oh, don't do that one. No, paul@a21r.com. Use that one. Paul@A, as in agenda, 2 and 1, as in 21, and r, as in radio.com, a21r.com, get it? Okay, email me if you have a request for a soundbite about anything. Put the person's name and then, you know, reference the soundbite. We'll pull it up. We'll put it together on the show for you. We're equal opportunity soundbite people here on Agenda 21 Radio. But, you know, if you want something, now I want to get away from the Obama thing. You know, this show is about American exceptionalism, like it or not. That's why I always tune out here, and I'll tell you here in a second. But we are exceptional Americans in this country, and it's about time we stand up, step up, reclaim our citizenship, and make those statements to everybody that we are exceptional Americans. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, my email, paul@a21r.com, and remember, like I always say, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.